At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
How are you doing, Matt?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I know we watched the episode last night. How was it watching it back? Was it basically how you remembered it or no?
Yeah. It's, you know what? I was at a bar and it was loud and I was trying to, I was like, hey, I gotta watch it. Yeah, get out of the way. So I'm gonna have to rewatch it to catch all the details of what happened. But yeah, you say how I remembered it. Yeah, I remember going home, but it's the weirdest thing. I was there, and I have no idea what happened. I have no idea what was going on. I don't know what's it's like. It's a conversation. It's great to watch it back and go, oh, that's what you were talking about. Oh, you do. You get all the puzzle pieces come together. It's a weird experience to see yourself on TV. And then to see, you know, what really happened versus what you were privy to at the time. So it's been a fun ride.
Yeah. Yeah. So talk to me about going into tribal, because you were in a tricky situation no matter what. But how did you think the votes were going to go?
You know, I knew in my heart of hearts that it was probably me. I was hanging on to the possibility that Juwan might actually flip and might make this happen. Even though I knew that would be a silly move for him, it was just too early to make a big move like that. Even if he did feel he was on the bottom, he was in a nice spot. The Ulis were the path forward was obvious. We got to get rid of Matt or Jason. We take out Ahina. It's that simple. And so I kind of expected how it played out, but I was just thinking, if it works, it's going to be absolutely awesome. And I was grasping with the Hail Mary. I'm like, you know, it's possible it could come together. And here I am, and everyone else is still out there. So,
yeah, I mean, it did seem like some of them are wrestling with going with Jason. Why do you think they ultimately picked you? Do you think it has to do with you throwing out Nate's name? Like, what do you think it ultimately was?
I think that's exactly what it was. You know, they needed a reason. They needed look, we got these two. What's the argument for and against? And as soon as Nate knew that I was, you know, mounting a campaign against, I was throwing his name out. That's all he needed. He's like, him, Matt, that's it. And everyone's like, okay, you know, I don't care. Pick, you know, if you got a preference, then let's go with it. And Jason was, hey, I'll do whatever you want. I'll work with you. I'll write down Matt. I was like, well, you know, if Juwan and Sophie hadn't gone to Nate with the information, I don't know if they would have found a reason that to keep me over Jason. But once he had that ammunition, and that's all he needed, I was the target, and I was the one that went home.
Yeah, and I know it wouldn't have mattered, I don't think, with the votes anyway. But did you consider voting for Jason?
No, I didn't. You know, after the fact, and you didn't see it on the show. It didn't make the edit, but we woke up on the beach, Jason, Sophie, and I said, what are we going to do? We need to come up with something. We're in a bad spot. You know, you've got four Ulis running the show here. And I said, I'm friendly with Juwan. We did the journey together and we built some rapport there. We actually kind of built a little bit of an alliance at that. We said, hey, Jake, Juwan, and I, we're gonna work together at the merge and no one's going to know it. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. Be covert. And so I felt like I could talk with him. And I went out for a couple hours with him that morning fishing. And we kind of, you know, I came up with a plan. even though it's a long shot. I was thinking that it could work. He could really feel he's on the bottom and be in a situation that he wants to flip on Nate and make a big move. But they did a good job smoke screening me. I met with Jason and Sophie off and on throughout the day. I told him, look, Juwan is on board. Let's do this. The four of us are going to write down Nate. We're going to make it happen. And Sophie at one point said, I think our move is to flip on Jason. And in retrospect, she was giving me some information. She knew more than I did about what was going on. And she knew that, no, that's not happening. And I said, I've spent 8 days getting to know Jason and I love the guy. And I'm not going to go out like that. I'm not going to write Jason down. And I would try and build a fake idol out of a seashell and run that route before I start pitching Jason's name. And I feel like I went out with a little bit of integrity. I went out swinging. I tried. Yeah, that's the game. You got to get lucky a time or two in Survivor to win. And you know, my first piece of bum luck came with drawing that buff at the tribe swap. I looked around and thought, this is going to be tough. And then I don't know if it was guy got unlucky. It's just I didn't get lucky. That Hail Mary I threw just hit the ground. There was no one there to catch it. So now I'm home. But I had a great time. When you're in a tough situation, at least I tried. At least I went out swinging. Yeah.
At least you were trying to make some moves. I know you mentioned at Tribal that you didn't sort of realize how much Sophie got acclimated into that Uli tribe. Looking back, do you see the signs a little bit? Like,
yeah. Even at the time, I was well aware that their move, the obvious move was get rid of Ahina. You got Jason, you got Matt, pick one. So Sophie, I don't feel was ever really on the chopping block or she would have to do something really offensive for them to say, let's keep these two yellow guys and get rid of her. There was no reason to get rid of the member of the tribe that was decimated. It's like, hey, we'll bring her in. She's a number for us. Give her a home. It's going to be great. And it was just too early in the grand scheme of things for anyone to make a big move. It was laid out so perfectly for them. It would have been silly for them to do anything other than pick me or Jason. And I gave them the ammunition with my attack on Nate. So
yeah. Did talk to me about the shot in the dark? Did you consider, or you're like, this is too close, I need my vote? Like, what were you thinking?
You know, I briefly thought, I got it with me. I told him, look, just write down Nate. Juwan's on board. Write down Nate. I was trying to act like, oh, woe is me. Oh, it might be me. Oh, this sucks. I'm in a hard spot. But I thought they might be acting too. They might still be on board with the plan. And if these guys write down Nate and I play my shot in the dark and throw my vote in the garbage, I'm going to look like the biggest schmuck in the history of the game. And you know, so I thought the chances of this coming together are very, very slim. But if it does and I screw it up with that shot in the dark, I'll never recover from that. I'll be the laughing stock of Survivor for years.
Yeah, I mean, hindsight's always 20/20, right, Matt? It's like what if game a million times. But was anyone looking for like idols or advantages on that new beach? Or it's not new beach, but like new tribes, right?
Yeah, it's weird. I spent a lot of time looking for idols. Every minute I got, in fact, at one point, Steven pulled me aside and said, "Dude, you got to stop. You got to get." And people are talking. They know you're not getting firewood. You're not hunting crabs. You're too obvious. I don't know. I guess it didn't lend itself to the storyline. That got cut. But we were looking for. I was looking for idols every chance I got. I combed the. I looked in every single tree and under every single rock. But they didn't show much of that. And I guess there was
a lot of people.
Yeah.
Did you, I'm assuming you didn't know about the whole Rizzo losing his vote and then getting an idol thing?
No. Okay. I have no idea who on that tribe had an idol. I thought somebody probably does, but at where I'm at right now, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care if somebody has 19 idols. It's not going to, where I'm going to use right it. Now, who has an idol is irrelevant to my game.
That's a good point. Getting out there, what I guess was the biggest surprise versus watching it on TV? I heard the conditions were brutal, but what was the hardest part for you?
I don't know. It was just surreal. You know, you're jumping off the boat. No, there's Jeff. There's all the cameras. You're in Fiji. It was crazy. And it was hot. Yeah, the conditions are hot. But you know, you lose the ability to think. It's everything's happening so fast. And it's like all of a sudden, okay, the marooning challenge is over and we have our tribe supplies. And I don't even remember what happened. It happened 5 minutes ago. It was a weird experience getting there. I think the hard thing for me, because living on an island and eating crabs and snails and fish and building a fire and that's easy. That's fun for me. But the hardest thing for me, if you ever go on Survivor, get some decent shoes, because I wore just some loafers. I thought, yeah, these will be fine. Once they got wet, my feet were destroyed. The blisters and the skin tearing off my feet, and it changes things when your feet are destroyed. So I wish I'd rethought my footwear before I had gone out there. But
yeah, a lot of talk about footwear this season, between hiding shoes, Sophie losing her shoe. A lot going on with the footwear.
Yeah. My shoes became so uncomfortable. If the shoe bandit had run off with them, I wouldn't have cared. Yeah. I couldn't even put them on anymore. They hurt my feet so bad. I was going barefoot.
I want to ask about the Hina tribe a little bit, because we saw the Uli tribe kind of making fun of, you know, the chants and stuff. We saw Sophie when she was casting her vote for Jason. What were your thoughts watching that back?
It was great. I'm proud of what we did. And I'm going to give kudos and credit to Christina, because she was our tribe cheerleader. And she was she came up with the Hina, Hina, Hina. And at first I was like, oh, come on, this is a little bit hokey, isn't it? But it grew on me. And
I mean, you guys were winning, so it worked.
Yeah, something worked. It was a different experience probably than most people have. You think, go there, win everything. That's the best way you can approach it. But it kind of set us at a disadvantage for the rest of the game, having no, you know, well, I guess Uli was in the same boat. They'd never been to tribal. I don't know. It was just a different survivor experience than if there was a mix of won that one, lost that one. You know, the Hina tribe was fantastic. I'm really close with everybody still, not just my tribe, but everybody on the island. Just huge personalities, great people. Said everything about it was just a dream. It was a blast.
Well, I think that brings me to my last question, Matt. Would you ever play Survivor again?
Any interest? Absolutely would. they call me tomorrow, I'd be on a plane. I don't know. I guess some people have a bad experience out there, but it was the opportunity of a lifetime. No one can ever take that away from me. And I was there. I did it. But I do feel like I got cut short, and with the edit has to focus on the people who are going to tribal that night. Nobody ever really got to know me. Nobody really knows Matt. And I feel not that I got the short end of the stick or a purple edit. I get how it all plays out, but I'd love to go back and just mix it up a little bit. And rather than be as low key as I was, you know, get involved and make some stuff happen and
Yeah, you didn't go to tribal. It was hard, right?
Yeah, I went to one tribal and now I'm here.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, my one question was, did you, any regrets about revealing the finance background?
You know what? In retrospect, I should have just kept that. I should have said, I'm a day laborer. I've never done anything. I've been homeless most of my life. In retrospect, at the time, I thought, who cares? What do you care if I was a stockbroker in my former life? You know, I've kind of denounced the white collar world. I'm happy where I'm at. But now I'm thinking, well, of course, any information you have, you're going to use to direct the game the way you want it to go and use it. But I don't get how Savannah likened me to a sociopath because I once worked in finance. I don't get the connection there. But yeah, this guy's smarter than he's letting on. Had I stayed, had Jason gone and I was still there, that could have been something they used against me going forward. But I don't think it changed the situation because I was already the target because Nate heard I was throwing his name out. And, you know, the conversation with Savannah happened in front of everybody, but it was maybe 3 hours before tribal and they'd already decided, okay, of these two, Matt and Jason, Matt gave us a reason because I was throwing Nate's name out there. I was trying to make something happen.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.